Now, after 30 years of teaching this, I know every little trick. I know where you're going to stumble. I know where common errors are. I know the different levels and the different steps that everybody takes until they begin to master mind powers for themselves. And there's two common errors that I've found that most people fall into when they work with mind powers. And I'll share with you first the second common error. The second common error is called coasting. And what coasting is when you're doing your exercises every day. And as a result of doing your exercises, you're getting insights. Your vibration is changing. You're starting to manifest things in your life. And things are going so well, and you're getting such good results that you figure you don't even have to do the exercises anymore. You coast on the momentum of what you've done. And what happens when you do that is that the results stop. Now, then at that point, you're thinking to yourself, oh, things were going so well for me. How come they're not working for me now? And you realize, oh, I haven't been doing my exercises. So you start up your exercises again, but you don't get the results right away. And the reason you don't get the results is that you need the momentum. It's a lot like priming a pump. Now, imagine those old-fashioned pumps that you used to see in the country where they had the handle and you would have to pump it up and down, up and down, up and down. And you would have to pump it maybe 8, 10, 12 times before you got the water flowing. But once you got the water flowing, it flowed effortlessly as long as you continued to pump. But if you stopped pumping and the water stopped, once again, you would try and prime the pump with the handle and you would pump it once, nothing happens. Twice, nothing happens. Three times, nothing happens. And that's when you get discouraged. You have to realize that in order to get the momentum, in order to get the vibration of energy happening for you, you must do it regularly and consistently. So that's the second common error that mind power students fall into, is that they coast on their momentum. Now, the first common error, and this is by far the number one reason that people aren't getting results, is that they don't do the work. I am absolutely astounded at how inertia and momentum keeps us from doing the work. I know that many of you that are listening to this program right now have not done the exercises. How do I know that? Well, I've trained 100,000 people, and I know the common errors. In fact, I discovered it for myself when I was in the woods. I wanted to master mind powers. And in the beginning stages, again, it was all intellectual to me. It was just knowledge. I wasn't demonstrating it the way that I knew that I could. And so I started charting myself. That's when I first discovered the importance of charting. I started charting myself. And what I would find is, in the beginning, I would be very inspired. I would be very enthused. Every day I would do my exercises. And every day that I did my exercises, I would chart myself. And what would happen is, I would do it every day for two or three weeks. And then I would start missing a day or two. And then I started missing a week or two. And then I would go back 2 or 3 months later, and I'd noticed a whole month had gone by, and I didn't do my exercises. Well, that's incredible. How did that happen? Okay, I'm going to start again. And I would start again, once again, with inspiration, with enthusiasm, with determination. And the same pattern would happen. I would do it every day for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Then I would start missing a day or two, and then a week, and then again, I would go back to my Mind Power journal and realize a month or two had gone by and I hadn't done my exercises. And that happened to me half a dozen times. In fact, it was well over a year before I realized I'm really not getting by a month. And at that point, I realized something very valuable. And that is that it's not easy to do the exercises every single day. Oh, it's easy to do it for a week or two every day. But I'm talking every single day for a 90-day period. And I've discovered that somewhere between 60 and 90 days is what it takes to imprint into the subconscious. And once I realized how difficult it was to do it every day, this was a really motivating factor for me. I was determined that I was going to do it every day without missing a day for 90 days. I set that intention. I set that goal. And I had my Mind Power journal, and I made sure every single day that I did it. And then I finally joined the 90-Day Club. And the 90-Day Club is available to any individual who does their exercises each and every day for 90 days without missing a day. Now, why is it that it's so difficult to do it for 90 days? Well, it's difficult because the mind is very lazy. And also, there's a part of us that doesn't really believe that it will make a difference to us. Oh, intellectually, we know that, but for some reason, we don't really get it. What a transforming experience that doing Mind Powers every day will accomplish for us. Let me use an analogy. Imagine that you're in an underwater research center that is 100 feet below the water. And what is required is that every day you spend 20 minutes at a pump, pumping oxygen into that center. And if you don't do it, then there won't be enough oxygen for the full 24 hours. Well, there's motivation for you. Would you ever let a day go by where you didn't man that pump pumping in oxygen? You would do it first thing in the morning, every single day when you woke up. And if you didn't do it in the morning, then you would do it at lunch. And if for whatever reason you ever missed and you're lying in bed, you would leap up immediately and pump because your life depends on it. And it's the same way in our life. Our personal success depends on us doing Mind Powers each and every day. Our greatness, our destiny depends upon it. So don't get tricked into not doing the exercises.